Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday, November 18th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there. Over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic areas, all approached from a biblical worldview. Again, you're going to find all kinds of stuff over there to listen to. I will guarantee you, you're going to find something you want to listen to. And there's a real good chance you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. All right. Well, with it being a Saturday, we are just going to be doing our Bible reading for the day. So let's go ahead and get right into it. I know I've got a very, very busy day between a wedding and a grandson's birthday and you name it. So let's go ahead and get into it with the seventh day morning prayer. It's called God's Good Pleasure. Let's pray. Sovereign Lord, thy will is supreme in heaven and earth, and all beings are creatures of thy power. Thou art the father of our spirits. Thy inspiration gives us understanding. Thy providence governs our lives. But, O God, we are sinners in thy sight. Thou hast judged us so, and if we deny it, we make thee a liar. Yet in Christ, thou art reconciled to thy rebellious subjects. Give us the ear of faith to hear him, the eye of faith to see him, the hand of faith to receive him, the appetite of faith to feed upon him, that we might find in him light, riches, honor, eternal life. Thou art the inviting one, may we hearken to thee, the almighty instructor, teach us to live to thee, the light dweller, inaccessible to man and angels, hiding thyself behind the elements of creation, but known to us in Jesus. Possess our minds with the grandeur of thy perfections. Thy love to us in Jesus is firm and changeless. Nothing can separate us from it, and in the enjoyments of it, nothing can make us miserable. Preserve us from hypocrisy and formality in religion. Enable us to remember what thou art and what we are, to recall thy holiness and our unworthiness. Help us to approach thee clothed with humility, for vanity, forwardness, insensibility, disorderly affection, backwardness to duty, proneness to evil, are in our hearts. Let us never forget thy patience, wisdom, power, faithfulness, care, and never cease to respond to thy invitations. Amen. All right, in our morning devotion for November 18th from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, Song of Solomon, or Song of Songs, 4:12, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. In this metaphor, which has reference to the inner life of a believer, we have very plainly the idea of secrecy. It is a spring shut up, just as there were springs in the east over which an edifice was built, so that none could reach them save those who knew the secret entrance. So is the heart of a believer when it is renewed by grace. There is a mysterious life within which no human skill can touch. It is a secret which no other man knoweth, nay, which the very man who is the possessor of it cannot tell to his neighbor. The text includes not only secrecy, but separation. It is not the common spring of which every passerby may drink. It is one kept and preserved from all others. It is a fountain bearing a particular mark, a king's royal seal, so that all can perceive that it is not a common fountain, but a fountain owned by a proprietor, and placed specially by itself alone. So is it with the spiritual life. The chosen of God were separated in the eternal decree. They were separated by God in the day of redemption, and they are separated by the possession of a life which others have not, and it is impossible for them to feel at home with the world, or to delight in its pleasures. There is also the idea of sacredness. The spring shut up is preserved for the use of some special person, and such is the Christian's heart. It is a spring kept for Jesus. Every Christian should feel that he has God's seal upon him, and he should be able to say with Paul, "From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." Another idea is prominent. It is that of security. Oh, how sure and safe is the inner life of the believer. If all the powers of earth and hell could combine against it, that immortal principle must still exist, for he who gave it pledged his life for its preservation. And who is he that shall harm you when God is your protector? All right, and our reading for today is going to be Ezekiel 37 and 38, James 1:19 through James 2:17. Psalm 117 and Proverbs 28 verse 1. So Ezekiel 37. The hand of Yahweh was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of Yahweh, and caused me to rest in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them all around, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord Yahweh, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says Lord Yahweh to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh come up upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you that you may come alive, and you will know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rumbling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh came up upon them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says Lord Yahweh, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these who were killed, that they may come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great military force. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says Lord Yahweh, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves. My people and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am Yahweh, when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, Yahweh, have spoken and done it, declares Yahweh. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying, now as for you, son of man, take for yourself one stick, and write on it for Judah and for the sons of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write on it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel, his companions. Then draw them together for yourself, one to another, into one stick, that they may become one in your hand. And when the sons of your people speak to you, saying, will you not declare to us what you mean by these? Say to them, thus says Lord Yahweh, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the land in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his companions, and I will put them with it, with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they will be one in my hand. And the sticks on which you write will be in your hand before their eyes. And speak to them, thus says Lord Yahweh, behold, I will take the sons of Israel from among the nations where they have gone, and I will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel, and one king will be king for all of them, and they will no longer be two nations, and no longer be divided into two kingdoms. They also will no longer defile themselves with their idols or with their detestable things, or with any of their transgressions. But I will save them from all their places of habitation in which they have sinned, and I will cleanse them, and they will be my people, and I will be their God. And my servant David will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd, and they will walk in my judgments and keep my statutes and do them. They will inhabit the land that I gave to Jacob, my servant, which your fathers inhabited, and they will inhabit it, they and their sons' sons forever. And David, my servant, will be their prince forever. And I will cut a covenant of peace with them. It will be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will give them the land, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in their midst forever. My dwelling place also will be with them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. And the nations will know that I am Yahweh, who sanctifies Israel when my sanctuary is in their midst forever. And Ezekiel 38. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against them, and say, Thus says Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you about and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you out and all your military force, horses and horsemen, all of them magnificently dressed, a great assembly with large shield and shield, all of them with large shield and shield, all of them wielding swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Put with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer with all its troops, Beth Togarmah from the remote parts of the north with all its troops, many peoples with you. Be prepared and prepare yourselves, you and all your assembly, that are assembled about you, and be a guard for them. After many days you will be mustered in the last years you will come. In the last years you will come into the land that is restored from the sword, whose inhabitants have been gathered from many peoples to the mountains of Israel, which had been a continual waste. But its people were brought out from the peoples, and they are living securely, all of them. And you will go up, you will come like a storm, you will be like a cloud covering the land, you and all your troops and many peoples with you. Thus says Lord Yahweh, It will be in that day that thoughts will come into your heart, and you will devise an evil plan. And you will say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages, and I will go against those who dwell quietly, that live securely, all of them living without walls and having no bars or gates, to capture spoil and to seize plunder, to turn your hand against the waste places which are now inhabited, and against the people who are gathered from the nations, who have acquired cattle and property, who live at the center of the world. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all its young lions, will say to you, Have you come to capture spoil? Have you assembled your assembly to seize plunder, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to capture great spoil? Therefore prophesy, son of man, and say to Gog, Thus says Lord Yahweh, On that day when my people Israel are living securely, will you not know it? You will come from your place out of the remote parts of the north, you and numerous peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great assembly and a numerous military force. And you will come up against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the last days that I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may know me, when I prove myself holy through you before their eyes, O Gog. Thus says Lord Yahweh, Are you the one of whom I spoke in the former days by the hand of my slaves, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days for many years that I would bring you against them? And it will be in that day when Gog comes up against the land of Israel, declares Lord Yahweh, that my wrath will mount up in my anger, in my zeal and in my blazing fury. I have spoken that on that day there will surely be a great earthquake in the land of Israel, and the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the beasts of the field, all the creeping things that creep on the ground, and all the men who are on the face of the earth will quake at my presence. The mountains also will be pulled down, the steep pathways will fall, and every wall will fall to the earth, and I will call for a sword against him on all my mountains, declares Lord Yahweh. Every man's sword will be against his brother. With pestilence and with blood I will enter into judgment with him, and I will rain on him and on his troops, and on the numerous peoples who are with him, a torrential rain with hailstones, fire, and brimstone. And I will magnify myself, I will manifest myself as holy, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations, and they will know that I am Yahweh. All right, James 1, verse 19, into James 2, verse 17. Know this, my beloved brothers, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, laying aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in gentleness receive the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But become doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he looked at himself, and has gone away. He immediately forgot what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of freedom, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man will be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks himself to be religious while not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion before our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained by the world. James 2. My brothers, do not hold your faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of personal favoritism. For if a man comes into your assembly with a gold ring and dressed in bright clothes, and there also comes in a poor man in dirty clothes, and you pay special attention to the one who is wearing the bright clothes and say, "You sit here in a good place," and you say to the poor man, "You stand over there or sit down by my footstool," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Is it not the rich who oppress you, and they themselves drag you into court? Do they not blaspheme the good name by which you have been called? If, however, you are fulfilling the royal law according to the scripture, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin, being convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." Now if you do not commit adultery, but murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of freedom. For judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What use is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warmed and be filled," and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead by itself. All right. Psalm 117. Praise Yahweh, all nations, laud him, all peoples, for his loving kindness prevails over us, and the truth of Yahweh is everlasting. Praise Yah. Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when there is no one pursuing, but the righteous are secure as a lion. All right, well, that is our reading for the day. Now, our evening devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. The text is from Psalm 93:2. Thou art from everlasting. Christ is everlasting. Of him we may sing with David. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Rejoice, believer in Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus always was. The babe born in Bethlehem was united to the Word, which was in the beginning, by whom all things were made. The title by which Christ revealed himself to John in Patmos was, Him which is, and which was, and which is to come. If he were not God from everlasting, we could not so devoutly love him. We could not feel that he had any share in the eternal love, which is the fountain of all covenant blessings. But since he was from all eternity with the Father, we trace the stream of divine love to himself equally with his Father and the Blessed Spirit. As our Lord always was, so also he is forevermore. Jesus is not dead. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Resort to him in all your times of need, for he is waiting to bless you still. Moreover, Jesus our Lord ever shall be. If God should spare your life to fulfill your full day of 70 years and 10, you will find that his cleansing fountain is still opened, and his precious blood has not lost its power. You shall find that the priest who filled the healing fount with his own blood lives to purge you from all iniquity. When only your last battle remains to be fought, you shall find that the hand of your conquering captain has not grown feeble, The living Savior shall cheer the dying saint. When you enter heaven, you shall find him there, bearing the dew of his youth, and through eternity the Lord Jesus shall still remain the perennial spring of joy and life and glory to his people. Living waters may you draw from this sacred well. Jesus always was, he always is, he always shall be. He is eternal in all his attributes, in all his offices, in all his might and willingness to bless, comfort, guard, and crown his chosen people. All right, well, that is the episode for today. Thank you for spending this time with me. I continue to pray that this time together helps to keep you saturated, helps to keep us saturated in the Word of God. Sorry, I was a little discombobulated there. I got a message partway through that my daughter-in-law and son-in-law are on the way to the hospital. It's pregnancy complications or pregnancy situation. So got a little bit scattered there, but, you know, God will take care of it. But again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and a wonderful weekend. Again, I would encourage you worship with the saints. Please worship with the saints. If you physically can, you need to be there in person. Zoom church is not church. However, if you are physically incapable, please join us. We will be streaming on Sunday morning at 12:30 PM Eastern Standard Time on Facebook at Vail Valley Baptist Church and on Twitter at VVB Church. So you're welcome to join us. Again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. And I hope to see you Sunday morning for the episode. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. We're going to close out with the Seventh-day Evening Prayer. It's called Future Blessing. Let's pray. O Lord God, there is no blessing we implore, but thou art able to give. Hast promised to give, hast given already to countless multitudes, all unworthy and guilty like ourselves. Make us willing to receive the supply of our need from thy bounty. To this end convince us of sin. Soften our hard hearts to bewail our folly, ingratitude, pride, unbelief, rebellion, corruption. Through the law may we die to the law, then look with wonder, submission, delight to the provision thou hast made for the glory of thy name and the salvation of sinners. Give us a hope that makes us not ashamed, a love that excites to holy obedience, a joy in thee that is our strength, a faith in thy Son who loved us and died for us. May we persevere in duty when not fully conscious of thee, wait upon thee and keep thy way, be humble and earnest suppliants at thy feet, live continually as on the brink of eternity. Let us be at thy disposal for the duties and events of life. Submit our preferences to thy wisdom and will. Resign our enjoyments if thou shouldst require it, as our absolute proprietor and best friend. In our unworthiness and provocations, make us grateful for the means of grace and the ordinances of religion, and teach us to profit by them more than we have done. Help us to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, to enter upon the Sabbath mindful of its solemnities, duties, privileges, setting all things worldly aside while we worship thee. May we know the blessedness of men whose strength is in thee and in whose hearts are the highways to heaven. Amen. All right, again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. God bless.